Hey, who wears pants in the summertime? A lot of people at Jesse Brown sure do. And we've got pants and shorts from Cool and Mountain Khakis, all available at Jesse Brown's. So stop by and try on your size this summer at Jesse Brown's. The Cool and Mountain Khaki selection is available for you at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and it's a pirate's life for me.
It is.
At least until I saw the living conditions, and then I changed my mind.
Well, you don't have gold teeth, or do you?
I don't have any teeth. What are you talking about?
You got a wooden leg?
Got a fake hip. Does that count?
It's all close enough, because maybe you are just a modern-day pirate.
Could be.
Well, listen, that's not the only thing going on out in Beaufort, North Carolina. If you head over to the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort, maybe some pirates is one of the things that you can see, but you can also see a little something about wooden boat building. Maybe you could delve into a surfing exhibit. Museums aren't like they used to be, Don. They seem to be interactive and fun and enjoyable, and that's where we're going to go right now with Cindy Brown of the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort, North Carolina, as we end summer and prepare for back to school. What a great time to head to the museum for a little bit of education. Cindy, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors and the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be talking with y'all today.
Well, the movie Pirate of the Caribbean has certainly made pirates popular again, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And just connected to that, we actually have the costume, the Blackbeard's costume from Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides on display in our museum.
Oh, as long as that crazy monkey isn't there, that'd be good.
No monkeys anywhere in the museum.
Don, I know you're a big Johnny Depp fan, and Pirates of the Caribbean star, definitely helped make pirates be known as a good guy here in modern times. But if we delve back with Cindy and go to a fellow maybe named Edward Teach, Cindy, what does that mean? What kind of character pirate was he? And he wasn't a movie pirate. He was the real deal.
Exactly. And he was what pirates really were. He would steal things. He would kill people. Just all the really bad stuff that pirates were that maybe we don't think of because we do see the more fun versions on the big screen. So we actually have two exhibits that kind of connect and show both those extremes. We have the exhibit on Blackbeard's Queen Anne's Revenge, his flagship, which is found off the coast of Beaufort, and tells a little bit about the history of his type of pirate. And then we have the Golden Pirates on the silver screen exhibit, which showcases movie pirates and how they're portrayed on the big screen and maybe how it's not exactly how they were back in the day.
Well, will you tickle our memory? Because Don mentioned, of course, Jack, what's his name from Pirates?
Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I've only seen it 100 times.
I always think of gosh, I'm going to go to the musician, Captain Hook. I was going to say Dr. Hook, but Captain Hook from Peter Pan is one. But who are some of the other more popular silver screen pirates that we would recognize?
Well, we have a couple of items from Robert Newton, who actually portrayed Blackbeard back in the day. He also played Long John Silver in Disney's Treasure Island. So he really influenced a lot of what we see of on-screen pirates today, his accent, his brogue, that carried through in some of his mannerisms. We have a costume Gina Davis wore in the pirate movie she was in. I can't think of the name of it right now. and then we have a costume from Black Sails, the TV show.
Well, it's amazing how all of that is wrapped up into the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort specifically, and it's not odd to think of pirates and the Maritime Museum going together. But there in Beaufort, you also have a whole different kind of exhibit that's been popular for the past year or so, and that is a surfing exhibit, and specifically the history of surfing. How has that exhibit been received this summer?
It's super popular. North Carolina has a rich surfing history, just like most of the East Coast. But it's a really fun exhibit. It shows how they make surfboards. It shows some examples of surfboards. And then there's a little interactive part where kids can hop on a surfboard. And there's a little movie of being out on the waves so they can try their hand at surfing themselves inside the museum, staying dry, staying safe.
Well, of course, Beaufort has plenty of tourists that come through, especially in the summertime. A lot of us head out on vacation. Tell us about the museum, especially in summertime, with maybe people who aren't from North Carolina or from different parts of North Carolina who show up at the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort versus back to school when everything kind of settles back down, the fall comes, and maybe school groups from across the state start showing up. How do those two seasons differ, and what does that mean for the museum as far as operations?
Well, obviously, during the summer, we have a lot more families coming in with their children. So we have activities that are geared a little bit more for families. But once school comes in, we transition to maybe a little bit more adult sessions. We go back to our lecture series, the brown bag gams we offer monthly, or different schedule. They don't run on a regular schedule. But it talks about different aspects of history. We kick back off our preschool program. It's a free program that kids can learn about all kinds of different topics and take part in a fun activity and do a craft. And, in fact, the one that's coming up in September 11th, is on pirates. We also have some of the field excursions. We have kayak trips. We have learn how to fish from a kayak. And then, of course, our boat building classes pick back up. So you mentioned briefly the Watercraft Center we have. It is a working Watercraft Center. We do a lot of boat restoration. And people can come in and actually build their own boat in a day. We just had a family come through, and they built two wooden stand-up paddle boards. They were sailing around the world. And so they built these paddle boards to take with them on their adventures. So we have all kinds of fun programs that just focus a little more on adults. The school groups, they obviously pick up this time of year, and they have structured programs for them when they come in. They can do the scavenger hunt, or they can have a presentation on pirates, which is always fun. So it just kind of depends on what people are looking for, and we can really create that program for them.
Now, it's been a few years since I've been there, but if I recall right, you all had an exhibit of local unique craft. For example, a barber boat, for example, that was built in New Bern or somewhere?
Yeah, well, right now, our exhibits do change, so we don't have the wooden boat exhibit currently on display, but we do have some examples within the Watercraft Center that they're actually restoring a barber right now. The Tryon Palace in New Bern, so if you're heading over to the coast, stop in there, and they do have a wooden boat exhibit currently on display there, and it includes one of our barber boats, the Captain Hub, which is a little racing craft that we restored that's on display there as well. But we do also have the model boats, which are so amazing, the detail and time and craft that went into these. And we do have those displayed within the Watercraft Center and the museum.
And for those that don't know, a barber is very similar to a Chris Craft. And, you know, just a beautiful wooden boat and something to see in itself. But the model boats, yes, I'm sure that's exceptional.
Oh, they're amazing. And they have so many different varieties that we have on display. I mean, we have some of the old Core Sound working commercial boats, we have river boats, we have clippers, and they're just astounding. I mean, the amount of time and effort and detail that goes into them is just stunning.
Her name is Cindy Brown. She's with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. She's based out at the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort. Just with that, Cindy, I need to make sure I know this correctly, but there are two other maritime museums besides Beaufort. There's Hatteras and Southport as well. Am I getting them all?
You are correct. In Hatteras, we have the Graveyard of the Atlantic Museum, and that looks a lot at the shipwrecks off our coast. There's information and exhibits on Civil War, World War One, diving. And then in Southport, it's the North Carolina Maritime Museum at Southport, and they just look at the heritage of the Cape Fear area. And they have a new exhibit on the Coast Guard and how it evolved from the previous life-saving services into today's modern Coast Guard. And a hurricane exhibit is going to be debuting in October.
Well, you've got me a little bit intrigued by that family who came to the Watercraft Center to build those stand-up paddle boards for an around-the-world trip. Did you have a chance to delve into their story any deeper than that? Or how does that look?
I didn't spend a lot of time. I didn't spend a lot of time with them because they're sailing. They were from Sweden, I believe, and they just ended up in Beaufort and saw that we offered these classes when they were, you know, touring our museum, and they decided to extend their stay to work on these crafts, to build those paddle boards, and they were just beautiful. And I don't have them up yet, but we're working on getting a photo series from their stay here posted on our website, which is ncmaritimemuseumbeaufort.com. So that should be up soon, so people can at least take a look at what they did, the work they put into them, and just how beautiful these boards are that anyone can come in and build.
Cindy Brown, she's at 315 Front Street, Beaufort, North Carolina, with the North Carolina Maritime Museum there in Beaufort. Open weekdays 9 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 5, and Sundays 1 to 5. What's the admission price to come into the museum?
That is the best part. We do not charge admission. Admission is free. We obviously accept donations and appreciate them greatly, but you are more than welcome to stop in anytime. Just pop in and out, and there is no charge.
Cindy, thank you for coming on. Before we depart, give us the website so that we can make plans to come out there to Beaufort, check out the museum. Maybe we can go to the website, book an event for some kind of party, a celebration, that sort of thing. Send us over to that website.
You can do all of that online at ncmaritimemuseumbeaufort.com.
ncmaritimemuseumbeaufort.com. We've got it. Cindy Brown from the North Carolina Maritime Museum and the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.